Stand by for Vanguard Radio, investigative exclusive from Craig Cobb. Toledo, Ohio. Two Toledo teens are back home safe after police say they were abducted and forced into prostitution. Police say it all started about a week and a half ago when 39-year-old Derek Willoughby abducted two teenage girls while they were walking in East Toledo. "We'll be right back." That's what the two teenage cousins told their parents. When they didn't return from a walk, their parents thought they had run away. It wasn't until Monday that they learned what had happened. Police say 39-year-old Derek Willoughby, along with 23-year-old Jennifer Husky and 18-year-old Brandy Shoup, had taken the girls to several truck stops and forced them into prostitution. Washtenaw County Sheriff's deputies picked up one of the girls at a truck stop near Ann Arbor, Michigan. The mother was quoted as saying, "If my daughter did something wrong or talked out of line, then my niece would get beaten. Or if my niece did it, then my daughter got beaten." Deputies still didn't know where the other teen was. The family went back to Toledo and started looking for her. "My niece had the street name, but not the address. We drove by the house. She pointed out the house, and then we called 911, said the teen's father. The teen's father didn't wait for police to arrive. He busted into the home on Downing Avenue, and a fight broke out. Tire iron, piece of asphalt, piece of brick, they bashed into my head, said the victim's father. When police arrived, they arrested the three suspects. I want to see them locked up forever. People like that need to be locked up forever. Everybody doesn't need to worry about their children," said the victim's mother. Investigative reporter Craig Cobb has made a few inquiries into this case with local and federal authorities.
Lieutenant Gundy?
Yeah.
Hi, sir. My name is Craig Cobb. I'm with Vanguard Radio of the Vanguard News Network.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling about three people you have in your jail, and Donna was nice enough to refer me over to you.
Okay. Can I have their names?
Yeah. It's Derek Willoughby, although apparently there are several spellings of that. I know suspected criminals often do that. They'll throw out a few variants and aliases.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not uncommon, and I can see where you're having trouble there. And Brandy Shoup, who I guess she's 18, is that right?
I don't know.
S-H-O-P-E?
I got it.
And Jennifer Husky, age 23.
Jennifer Husky?
Yes, sir. And their bonds, respectively, are for Husky, $15,000, for Brandy Shoup, $25,000, and for Derek Willoughby, $80,000.
Okay.
And then a few questions. Of course, I've been trying to reach the U.S. Attorney's Office to see if they're interested in prosecuting under federal civil rights laws Mr. Derek Willoughby on the 13th Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
Slavery was outlawed, and of course these two young children were allegedly held in a house, kidnapped and prostituted to truckers at interstate truck stops. At least that's what the stories say. Could you speak about any of that, about the evidence that you
have? You'd have to call the arresting agency about that.
I could call
you back on who made the arrest, and they might be able to tell you more. And as far as the bonds,
this is the Lucas County Jail where they're being held, though.
Right. Unless our department arrested him, we don't have any information about the arrest or what happened, you know.
Is Mr. Willoughby still held, or has he bonded out? A lot of times, pimps have a lot of money. You know,
right.
I watch on MTV, and they're driving around Hummers, and of course, it's hard to tell the pimps from the tens of millionaire rap artists. Sometimes they're former pimps, I think.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of them are criminals, I know that. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But
in this case, this heroic father came in and rescued, and I guess you guys are not going to arrest him for breaking in there and freeing his daughter, huh? That'd be a bad PR move, or what? How does that work?
Yeah, if he hasn't been arrested yet, I imagine he's not going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Do you know the name of the father?
No, they're keeping that secret, although I'm sure it'll eventually be revealed in court records. I'd like to get in touch with him.
Get him
on the network.
Right.
You don't know his name?
No. It was probably in the paper, though.
No, sir. So far as I can find, there are very few articles about this case, which is amazing because it's a very dramatic case. And as a matter of fact, the shines up in Detroit have been going all over the Midwest for very many years. They've been going into Iowa, West Virginia, the South, mid-central states. They farm corn and soybeans, and the blacks come from Detroit and farm white girls.
Okay, yeah, Derek Willoughby still is in our jail.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a kidnapping charge, felony 2, $25,000 bond. He's got another kidnapping for $25,000. He's got a felonious assault for $10,000. He's got a compelling prostitution for $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
and another compelling prostitution for $10,000. So that's your $80,000 you were saying, right?
Yes, sir. I guess it is. I didn't know. It came off so quick. It sounded like it was even more than that. It sounds pretty serious, all of it.
No, it's $80,000. You're right.
Has the federal government, you know, a lot of times you'll read cases when a black alleged criminal has been shot by a police officer, and right away the federal government, the FBI, will fly in and investigate.
Mm-hmm.
And, for instance, if let's just say a young black man, you know, puts his hand in his back pocket when he's been told to put his hands up or something, and acts like he's going to ruin his waistband and acts like he's going to pull something out, and he'll get shot dead. There have been a number of these type of cases.
Right.
Yeah, and of course the feds will jet in there on Gulfstreams and Lear jets, and Jesse Jackson will do the same.
Right.
Oftentimes, but in this case, look, I understand you're the arrest or the incarcerating, you know, mm-hmm. unit, but
right.
Have you heard of anything? Has the federal government taken any interest, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez?
Not as far as no charges have been made. All the charges are local out of Toledo Municipal Court, so there's no federal charges that...
Yes, sir. But
they could be investigating, and we wouldn't know it.
Sure.
You'd have to call them and ask them.
Well, one story online has said that they were trying to take these girls into Michigan, but of course this house also is reported to have extensive, the house had been wired up with extensive external surveillance gear. So I guess sort of like in a Korean war camp in which mind washing was common, they were trying to mind wash them first, maybe with crack cocaine. That's what I'm conjecturing, yes.
Mm, yeah, it could be.
Mm-hmm. Until they got their minds right and they could, I'm sure the 14-year-old white girls are a hot commodity up in Detroit, huh?
Probably.
In whorehouses?
I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was Mr. Willoughby armed?
I don't know. See, you're gonna have to call Toledo police. We don't have the actual police reports. What you want to talk to them?
U.S. Attorney's Office.
Yes, ma'am. Craig Cobb, Vanguard Radio of the Vanguard News Network.
Mm-hmm.
I called earlier and I was trying to reach Attorney Bill Edwards, who deals with the press.
Yeah, I'll transfer
you. Wait, if I may, ma'am. I wanted to ask, U.S. Prosecutor White handles the 40 counties in northern Ohio, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he very regularly tries cases before Judge David A. Katz. Is that correct, the senior
I
United
don't
States?
Know, sir.
Well, is Judge Katz in your same district?
I don't know. Have access to any of that information. I'll
Who would have that?
You to Mr. Edwards.
Well, you know, I just got his voicemail, ma'am. I don't think he picks
I
up.
I could send you to his secretary.
Oh, I'd like that. Thank you.
U.S. Attorney's Office.
Yes, ma'am. This is Craig Cobb, Vanguard Radio of the Vanguard News Network.
All right.
And I was calling to try to reach Bill Edwards. Is he available, ma'am? I got his voicemail.
Not at the moment. Mm. He's expected back later this afternoon.
Yeah. Could I tell you what I'm calling about? Can you relay the message?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Firstly, I wondered, since you're his secretary, maybe you could tell me, is Judge David A. Katz in your same district in northern Ohio, those 40 counties which Prosecutor White handles, including Toledo?
Yes.
So Judge Katz and his office would have intimate familiarity with the U.S. Prosecutor's office, because those cases that are heard before...
Can I have somebody return the phone call, please?
Yeah, you
want
could,
to tell
but...
Tell me what's in regards to?
Well, I'm trying to do that, and you said you just agreed that you'd relay the message.
So well, you're asking me questions.
Yeah, well, it's a rather generic question. Is Judge Katz in your district? I mean, I'm not trying to trip you up or anything, you know.
Yes, he is in our district.
Okay. So, in other words, he knows who U.S. Attorney White is, absolutely, and his office does, right?
I would hope so.
I would hope so, too. Okay, the second one is, ma'am, do you think that your office would take any interest in prosecuting Derek Willoughby, who's been arrested in Toledo?
Sir, I can't answer a question like that.
Yeah,
Someone will have to return your phone call.
Well, I'll call him back. I don't want to play phone tag. Does he pick up ever, or shall I just go straight to you?
He does pick up.
Oh.
He is not available at the moment this afternoon. He
sure.
is expected back.
Okay. I'll ring him back, but in terms of relaying it, could you ask him if he has any interest in prosecuting Derek Willoughby on the 13th Amendment federal charges, slavery? Two 14-year-old girls were held in a house and forced into prostitution, kidnapped. So, of course, I do understand that the prevailing mores of a society may tend to drive legal cases. And we want you to know that we have an interest, the white community, the 60% white community in this country, in this man being prosecuted on the 13th Amendment. We'd like to see if our U.S. attorney can take up the take up the ball and run
with
it.
Can I have somebody return the phone call?
As I say, I don't want to play phone tag. It will annoy us both, but I'll be glad to call him back, and I'll keep trying.
Can you give me your name again, please?
Craig Cobb, C-R-A-I-G-C-O-B-B, of Vanguard Radio, of the Vanguard News Network.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Judge Ketch Chambers?
Yes, ma'am. Craig Cobb, Vanguard Radio, the Vanguard News Network. And I'm wondering about a particular case that's occurring up there in Toledo, and I wonder if it comes to trial if Judge Katz might handle that.
Do you have a case number?
No, it's not a case number yet filed. Well,
then
there may
hasn't
be...
been a judge pulled. So.
Oh, I understand. But let me ask you this. This involves, ma'am, Mr. Derek Willoughby of Toledo, who is alleged to have kidnapped two 14-year-old girls in Fulton County and taken them into slavery, essentially, although they're not alleging the slavery aspect. But I'm wondering, according to the 13th Amendment, would Judge Katz be interested in prosecuting such a case if the prosecutor Gregory White refers it, ma'am? Would he be the one? Or
I don't have a clue. What you're talking about doesn't make any sense to me at all.
It doesn't make any
if
sense to you at all?
Indicted, no.
Well, what does make sense about it?
If the man's indicted or if a complaint is filed and they draw a judge, then that judge will deal with it.
Sure. Well, I'm just asking you, which judge is it going to be? A district judge, senior, or what level, ma'am?
Oh, he's still on the full draw.
A full draw? I don't know what that means. I don't know your court lingo. Could you please tell me? I'm just a regular citizen.
That means that he's in the line if they, you know, they draw randomly, and his name is in there as much as any other active judge.
Well, let me read it to you this way. I've read the 13th Amendment. It says, Section 1, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude except as a punishment for a crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. These 14-year-old children were locked in a house, and they were on their way to Michigan. Section 2 says Congress shall have power to enforce this article. Yeah, it's a federal.
You don't need to go on.
Why, you have no interest in that, huh?
I'm trying to tell you that.
You tell me then.
I'm telling you that if you get answers to these questions with regard to prosecution, I'm thinking that you should talk to the United States Attorney.
You bet. I tried to call him Bill Edwards, your PR guy. He doesn't answer his phone. Why don't you people pick up your telephones? Let me ask you that. Could you tell me that? You did, ma'am.
Edwards in the U.S. Attorney's Office?
That's right. I called Gregory White's office, the 40 counties in northern Ohio, including Toledo.
Gregory White, is he in Cleveland?
He's the United States Attorney for northern Ohio.
Northern Ohio and Cleveland? Well, have you tried Cleveland?
No. It's not. Toledo's in northern Ohio, ma'am. This is in Toledo I'm talking about.
This is the district court, and so we are the United States District Court for the Northern District of Ohio.
Well, then you don't know who Gregory White is?
Well.
He's the main prosecutor.
In the United States Attorney's Office.
Are you Jewish, too, like Mr. Katz?
Am I what?
Are you Jewish, like Judge Katz?
Sir, I have no clue what you're
talking
about.
Well, I mean, you have a really pugnacious attitude to people calling you up.
U.S. Attorney's Office.
Hello, is this Attorney Bill Edwards?
Yes, it is.
Yes, Craig Cobb, sir, Vanguard Radio of the Vanguard News Network.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm calling about the case, you have so many, but this one involves a man being held in Lucas County Jail by the name of Derek Willoughby, and he's alleged to have kidnapped two 14-year-old girls, I believe, in Fulton County. And then he's alleged to, I guess, mind control them and perhaps given them drugs and sold them at truck stops. And my question is the United States Attorney, either at your Ohio level or at the federal level, interested in prosecuting this man under the 13th Amendment?
Well, I can't say whether we are or not. I know nothing about the case, and we don't prosecute under the 13th Amendment. We prosecute under federal statutes
passed by
Congress.
Yeah, well, certainly, I'm a layperson, sir, but the 13th Amendment prohibits slavery.
Right, but we don't prosecute people for violations of the specific amendments to the Constitution. We prosecute them for violations of the United States Code.
Right. So what is the U.S. code that is corresponding to the 13th Amendment? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Well, I don't mean that, but I mean, I'm not asking you to cite it, but certainly it exists. We won't argue about that, right?
What? First of all, I'm not arguing about anything.
No. All I'm saying, Attorney Edwards, is that there's not any doubt that there is U.S. code that backs up the 13th Amendment.
Well,
on the books.
Probably, yes.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on exactly what it is.
Well, here's what it is. This Negro apparently put these young girls in slavery because he circumscribed. He is charged with two counts of kidnapping, and the press reports say that he was on, essentially, it looks like he was some sort of a modern underground railroad, if you will, and he was essentially mind-washing them in this house while they were held prisoner. And the father broke in the house and freed his young 14-year-old daughter. He said his knees and his legs were shaking when he did that. But, you know, in this country, sir, law is often prosecuted as a result of public demand and public demand that something be done, I should say.
Well, I think you've told me the man is, he is in, he has been charged in, did you say Fulton County with kidnapping?
I believe that there are conflicting reports online, but I believe that the girl is from Fulton County, yes, but he's in a Toledo jail in Lucas County. But
what is his name?
His name is Derek, D-E-R-I-C Willoughby, W-I-L-L-O-U-G-H-B-Y. He's 39 years old. And he's only held on an $80,000 bail. And I notice when you get people like Matt Hale, you know, you put the bail extraordinarily high, $1 million.
No, we don't set bail. Judges set bail.
Yeah, well, the judges do. And then there's the case of Rabbi Judah Feinerman. He's apparently being prosecuted for having stolen $20 million, and the United States Bureau of Prisons director recommended that he get 30 months, 2.5 years. So
well,
we're just taking...
The head of the Bureau of Prisons doesn't recommend sentences.
He sure did in this case. I can prove it to you. But look, maybe not the head, but the Bureau of Prisons, I should say. Look.
Well, no, the Bureau of Prisons does not recommend sentences.
Well.
The United States Probation Office does pre-sentence reports and makes recommendations to the judge.
Yeah, well, tell me where you can rob $20 million and get recommended a 2.5-year sentence, except in Zog. But anyway, back to the question.
It's because it's based on the federal sentencing guidelines.
Yeah. Well, are there any federal guidelines for slavery, for the U.S. Code, these corresponding ones, Attorney Edwards? That's what I'm most interested in, your office taking an interest. You know, notify your hierarchy in Washington, D.C., Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. Why doesn't the FBI, Learjet or Gulfstream, some agents in there to investigate these young girls' civil rights have been upon. Their lives ruined, unalterably. I'm sorry, go ahead, sir.
Why would the FBI have to, you're talking about Learjetting or Gulfstreaming FBI agents into Toledo? There's an FBI agent office in Toledo.
Well, is he having a good time there? Why doesn't he investigate it? Why don't we have any reports about it? I mean, you know, if this were a black kid who reached in his waistband in the midst of an automobile theft and the cops shot him, oh my gosh, you know, we'd be regaled with reports. All we're asking, sir, is that the United States Attorney take an active interest in prosecuting this case. So you're saying that the FBI has to give you the info first?
Right. We do not have investigators in our office.
Mm-hmm.
All cases that we prosecute are investigated by some federal agency, DEA,
yes,
FBI, ATF, the postal inspectors, whatever it may be. They investigate cases. They bring the cases to us.
Well, the FBI is real busy calling up people like me who call up people like you. How about that?
Well, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, let me tell you what I'm talking about.
Do I need to know?
Not really. Probably not interested anyway. But what about this Derek Willoughby? When's something going to happen? Can you guys talk it up at coffee break or something? You know?
No.
No? Okay. It just doesn't work like that. We just hope the FBI takes an interest, is what you're saying, right?
No, the point is, if you think that the FBI should be investigating a violation of some federal law, then you should call the FBI and tell them that.
So, in other words, you cannot tell them, hey, this looks
pretty
bad.
I can't
see if these young 14-year-old girls who were raped at truck stops by this nigger. You cannot say if this is...
Well, no, if you're going to use language like that, sir...
That's my religious right. I'm a creator.
I'm a creator,
attorney. That's my religion, okay? Please don't tromp on my religious rights, okay, brother?
I'm not tromping on your religious rights, but I'm not going to listen to that kind of language.
Okay. We'll go. I'll agree with that. Okay, I'll cool it with the language. Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. But my point is, the 60% white people in this country, sir, just want to know when the United States Attorney's Office are going to really get down with the FBI and you know, say, hey, let's take a this looks pretty serious, you fellas. You know, that's not unreasonable, attorney. And when we read stories about the cooperation with federal prosecutors, those office and the FBI, we know that the cooperation and the relationships exist. So to impute that they don't is tomfoolery.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Really? You don't understand that language? I thought attorneys understood language very, very well, sir. I think you do. In other words, there's a very serious case down there in Toledo. This black man kidnap two little children and put them into slavery. It's real simple. And we want you to do something about
well,
it.
Well,
white activists.
But,
what you have told me is that
uh-huh. this individual is being prosecuted by the county prosecutor.
Right, but there are federal laws, like as you and I talked about when we first started talking here, there's this 13th Amendment and U.S. Code relationship. You know, it's some kind of symbiotic relationship there having to do with law. So we want you to prosecute under the federal civil rights violations, you see. This Negro. Negro, is a Negro okay or not? Hello? The scientists use it, you know. Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. I got a little carried away there. It's my religion.
You can't hide behind religion, sir.
Pardon. I beg your pardon, sir. My religion was so ruled by federal Judge Lynn Edelman in Wisconsin in June of 2002. Hiding behind it? That's in my religion, the white man's Bible, attorney. I know you don't have to tolerate it if you don't want to hear it. I mean, okay, I will not use that five-letter word either. But the point is we white activists in this country just want something to be done. You know, we're not all lawyers and FBI agents out here, but we sure don't think it's unreasonable that this guy get prosecuted for violating these two young white girl children's civil rights.
Well,
I mean, he was heading them on the way to Detroit. Do you know what Detroit like? It's like bombed out Lebanon. It's just like, you know, I don't know, Liberia or Zimbabwe or something. It's awful. Hello?
I'm listening.
Yeah. So, you know, it's bad enough that he had them in this house, and apparently the house had cameras and locks and all sorts of outside surveillance. And I will say, you know, we do appreciate that you haven't tried yet to prosecute the dad who went in there legs shaking and attacked, I guess, was attacked within the house for freeing his own little girl. I mean, I'm surprised you're not right on the case prosecuting her. I don't mean to be too sarcastic, or him, rather. But look, we just want you to work with the FBI. Come on, when you tell me to call the FBI, what do you think they're going to tell me, sir? Oh, you know, we don't talk about cases. Well, who is going to talk about it? The media won't talk about it. The prosecutor's office won't talk about it. The FBI won't talk about it. So it's effectively, you know, a wall of Talmudic silence, isn't it?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Okay.
But what you're trying to do is you say that you want someone prosecuted. What I'm telling you is that someone has to investigate the case to determine what the facts are regarding federal statutes. And then it's presented to our office, and a prosecutive determination is made.
So there could be an investigation going on right now, huh?
I don't know. There could be.
Well, we want to fly somebody in there, like Jesse Jackson. We were going to fly in somebody, you know, who knows, maybe Alex Linder, maybe somebody. We're going to get somebody in there, and we want to fly somebody in there to talk about it with you. You know? So maybe David Duke. The same way Jesse Jackson flies into town to deal with these civil rights things, you see. What do you think?
I'm not commenting on what you're saying.
Well, I really appreciate you talking to me, Attorney Edwards. It's been elucidating, and I've appreciated it, and I'm sure we've learned. So thank you very much, Attorney.
All right.
FBI.
Yes, ma'am. Craig Cobb, Vanguard Radio of the Vanguard News Network.
Yes?
And I'm calling, ma'am, to see if I might speak with an agent about the Derek Willoughby case.
Derek Willoughby?
Yes, he's been arrested, ma'am, in Toledo, right there in your district.
For what was the violation?
There were two charges of kidnapping and a couple of other ancillary charges. He's on an $80,000 bail, but the long and the short is he's alleged to have kidnapped two 14-year-old white girls, I believe, in Fulton County.
Oh, okay. This is all familiar to me.
Yes.
This is a Toledo Police Department case, and I'm not sure who you speak with over there, but the FBI has no jurisdiction in that.
Well, my question, ma'am, are you an agent, may I ask?
No, I'm not.
May I speak with an agent?
Well, are you with the news media?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, actually, you are restricted to talk to the supervisor concerning the media.
Yes, ma'am.
And right now that supervisor is not available. What was your name again?
Cobb, C-O-B-B. My first name is Craig, C-R-A-I-G.
With the Vanguard?
Vanguard Radio, and we're part of the Vanguard News Network.
And where's this located?
Kirksville, Missouri.
Kirksville, Missouri.
Yeah.
What's the number you can be reached at?
If you don't mind, I'll call you back. I don't want to play the phone tag.
I'm going to give you Carl Spicocci's voicemail then.
Okay.
Okay, just a moment.
You have reached the desk of Carl Spicocci. I'm currently unavailable to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone, and I'll return your call as soon as possible. Thank you.
Mr. Carlos Pagocchi, my name is Craig Cobb, C-O-B-B. I'm with Vanguard Radio, the Vanguard News Network, and I'm calling about the case of Derek Willoughby to see if there's anything the FBI can do to cooperate with the United States prosecutor, Mr. Gregory A. White, to protect these little children's civil rights under the 13th Amendment, the U.S. Code that's corresponding. In any case, I'll call you about it tomorrow.
Good afternoon, FBI.
Yes, ma'am. Craig Cobb, Vanguard Radio of the Vanguard News Network.
Okay.
They
didn't pick up?
No, didn't pick up.
Hmm.
I know you have a lot of crime in Ohio, so I'll
yes,
wait to speak.
Do.
Yes, ma'am. I know. I read the stories online. But I'll wait to talk to someone if anyone's available, I'm hoping.
Okay. I'm going to try one more time. Hold on one second, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Sir.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, the two ladies have gone for the day.
Yes, ma'am.
And would you be able to call back tomorrow?
Sure, I'll do that.
Or if you did leave a voice message with the one
person? Yeah, I did.
And did you leave your callback number?
No. I don't like to play phone tag. I like to call people I interview.
I know. Yeah,
because it just aggravates both people. It aggravates them enough that anybody calls them, I'm sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm just sorry. Unless you want to call back in about 15 minutes.
Oh, I'll try that. Someone might be there there.
Yeah, somebody.
Evening
right.
meetings or late
yeah.
day meetings. Okay, I'll give
if
it a try.
If you call back in about 15 minutes, somebody will take your call.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Hello.
Hello. My name is Craig Cobb. I'm calling from Vanguard Radio of the Vanguard News Network. And I wanted to alert Baca about a case right there in Toledo that's coming up and to see if you knew about it.
No, we actually don't have a chartered chapter in Toledo, Ohio right now.
Well, maybe some people would bike in for this one. It's a pretty bad one. Can I tell you about it?
Can you hold on just one second?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. The long and the short is... there's a Negro there in Toledo, and he is alleged to have picked up two white girls aged 14 in Fulton County, I believe it is. And he locked them in a house for about 2 weeks, and he had a couple of other whores working for him. And they, I guess, allegedly participated in the imprisonment, and the at least they fought the father when he showed up to free his 14-year-old daughter. I should say they did that, one of them. And these were children, 14-year-old white girls. And one news report, at least one online, says that he was taking them to Detroit, although the house in Toledo in which they held them had heavy surveillance gear on it, you know, so that he could see who was all around the house if the cops were coming and so forth. And his name is Derek Willoughby, W-I-L-L-O-U-G-H-B-Y. And right now, white nationalists in the United States, our organization, which is... Vanguard News Network, we're trying to get the United States Prosecutor's Office and the FBI in Toledo to prosecute this under the 13th Amendment and denial of these girls' civil rights, in that he was in transit, had the intent, apparently, allegedly, to take them into Michigan.
Okay. Where do you want us to fit in?
Well, I happen to be reading online, and I read about your case in which I guess you've appealed the wearing of iron crosses in the court. Some courts have said you can't wear your iron crosses on your regalia when you come into court. But when this fellow shows up for any hearing, I was hoping that it's up in Toledo, and of course Toledo's not too awfully far from the state line there, is it?
Well, we're actually in Cincinnati. Our charter chapter in Ohio is in Cincinnati.
Right, but I'm
Toledo
speaking...
Toledo is about 5 to 6 hours from us.
Right, that's where the case is, you see. So I was thinking
yeah.
if Willoughby, when he shows up in court, if some of the bikers, you know, it's nice summertime weather, spring, maybe they could come across the straight line, the state line. I guess that's Michigan, isn't it? Next to Ohio up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just bike right in there and show up for Mr. Willoughby's, because apparently the federal authorities to this point don't seem overly anxious in protecting these little girls.
Yeah, that's pretty common.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Where? When is his court date?
I'm not up on that, but I'll be glad to call you back tomorrow. I think I can find out and let you know. But in the interim, the main thing is I was hoping, at least with your org, talk it up, let them know over there in Michigan or whatever you could do. It would sure help because...
we don't have a chapter in Michigan.
Hmm. I see.
So, yeah, and we're actually working on getting some other chapters going in Ohio. As a matter of fact, I just got back from Columbus. right before you called, and we're going to try to make some road trips to Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been contacted by some people in Toledo, but it's a lot of work and people give up on it. So,
you know,
and we have cases down here, and I can't promise you anything about us going to Toledo as much as, you know, any of us would want to do that.
Sure.
It's just,
no, I wasn't,
we can only do so much.
I wasn't asking a promise, but it's a pretty heinous case is what I'm trying to communicate. And maybe if you talk it up with the bikers, the guys would understand that. Because these girls were held in prostitution, and they had them going up there to Black Detroit or Black Michigan. It's pretty bad. I'm sure that 14-year-old white girls are a big commodity up there.
They are everywhere.
Yeah, that's right. Because Aryans are the most beautiful women on the planet. That's why.
Yeah. If you can give me a court date, and then, you know, we can discuss it down here, see if anybody's available to go up there for
okay.
it.
Okay.
Normally what we do is work directly with the kids, so that's really our mission, is so they're not scared anymore. So,
well, these kids, we can't even determine the father's name. The local news station, which knew who they were, blacked out the father's and the mother's faces. They put them in blackface there, which is kind of a supreme irony, this circumstances considered. But anyway,
well, if you're media, you may be able to contact other media up there and explain to them that you're trying to get some other people involved. And, you know, do you have a contact, or if you even want to give them this number that you just called?
I can do that, but we're media, but we're networked with white nationalists. So
okay.
The bikers join with us as common regular people. We can make a difference here, I think.
Well, yeah, like I said, I can't promise you anything about any of us going to Toledo as much as we'd like to. And
mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, maybe I'll, if we could talk again at a later date, and if you talk it up when you do contact your Toledo people and the people even in Cleveland and Columbus.
We don't have any people in Toledo. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
You said some
chapter in Ohio.
Yeah, I understand. You didn't have a chapter, but you said some people had some little interest up there anyway.
Yeah, but I haven't heard from them in a while, so it's not someone I would send on a case. But,
okay.
You know, if you went to our website, the email for BACA, the Ohio chapter, if you can email me whatever information you have so I could check into it more and print all that and show it to everybody down here.
I'll do that. Thank
and,
you very much. My name's Craig Cobb. What's your name, anyway?
My name's Tubby.
Tubby. Okay, Tubby. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Please stay tuned to Vanguard Radio for more updates to this story and other investigative exclusives. Also visit govnn.com and vnnforum.com. The Aryan Alternative, news and views for whites you won't find anywhere else. The Aryan Alternative is a print publication of uncensored news for whites. Issue 2 is available now. Be the first in your neighborhood to distribute news without the Jews by ordering 100 copies for $12 through the Vanguard News Network. Visit govnn.com for ordering information. The Aryan Alternative and the Vanguard News Network. No Jews, just right.
You're listening to Vanguard Radio.